The Radiophiles would like to present Quantum Retribution's episode Shifts in Time, written by MJ Cogburn, Catherine Framuth, and C.E. Kralik.
Four years have passed since Nathaniel Lothamon became Lothos. In that time, he began using time travel to manipulate history towards his ultimate goal. But a few years ago, he began experiencing interference from another leaper, one Dr. Samuel Beckett, whose genius he borrowed from. After losing his most experienced leaper, Aaliyah, to Beckett's meddling, Lothos charged Zoe with wreaking havoc on the people closest to Beckett and his project, especially one Albert Calavici.
Where in this CHD file was I reading from? Oh, here we go. In that time, Lothus' knowledge of time travel has grown, allowing him to alter history, bending and reshaping it to serve him. However, several years ago, his smoothly unfolding plans began to incur interference by none other than Dr. Samuel Beckett, the man whose theories had been the springboard from which his success in time travel had been launched. Historical leap date, April 27th, 1960. Present time leap date, December 3rd, 1999. Wow, I was five. Leap target subject, Roger Dupriel. Leap location, New York City, New York, United States of America. Objective: prevent Senator Max Brown of Ohio from attending the Finance Committee to which he was appointed. Specifically, hearings concerning additional funding for the top-secret government-funded project, Project Quantum Leap, headed by Dr. Samuel Beckett. Senator Brown is a known supporter of Beckett's project since it was initially approved for funding. Method to achieve objective: murder of his daughter, Diane Brown McBride, by her ex-husband, Roger Dupriel, while on honeymoon with new husband, Thomas McBride. Leaper assigned to mission, Perry Royden. Observer assigned, Dr. Zoe Malvison. Result of mission, success. Diane Brown McBride and her husband were murdered on a train in transit to Niagara Falls, New York. Due to his grief over the death of his daughter, Senator Brown was temporarily replaced on the committee. The vote for additional funding to Project Quantum Leap was denied. The project was shut down and disbanded several months later.
Yes.
The success of this leap was negated by an unexpected presence and interference by a random leaper. The random leaper was later verified by covertly obtained information to be none other than Dr. Samuel Beckett himself. The result of his interference resulted in Senator Brown's attendance and positive input at that funding hearing. It had even more far-reaching implications. Diane Brown McBride went on to become the chairman of said committee. Beckett's project funding for that year was granted. Beckett's meddling also cost the leaper assigned to the mission, Perry Royden, his life. The leaper was retrieved but died. The leapee, Roger Dupriel, was returned with a similar knife wound. He died a half hour later, being returned to his own time. Ah, everyone's arrived from their leave. Oh, I need to hurry up and read this. The interference in the Royden leap was considered a 1-in-a-million fluke. But leaps previously completed successfully toward the achievement of Lothus's ultimate goal increasingly began to be interfered with. All fault and blame for the changes blamed on that still unknown random leaper. Not only did it affect Lothus's goal, but it also impacted the lives of his people. It was an unexpected twist of fate when the meddling random leaper was at last discovered to be none other than Dr. Samuel Beckett, the man from whom Lothos had acquired the key information to aid him in achieving time travel in his own right. At that moment, denied yet again of reaching the historical change he sought, in a rage, Lothos hideously punished Aaliyah and Dr. Zoe Malvison, the leaper and observer assigned to that leap, for failing to kill his nemesis. Then and there, Lothos vowed to rid the world and time itself of Sam Beckett. But in a crucial second-chance encounter, Aaliyah, a seasoned leaper, was swayed by Dr. Beckett's logic, enabling her to be stolen from Lothus's control. Zoe sought and received permission to leap when Lothus located her protege. Her only goal was to kill Aaliyah, but Lothus was thwarted once more. She narrowly escaped death at Beckett's hands. Though enraged at losing his second most experienced leaper, nonetheless, it had pleased Lothus to see and listen to Zoe's furious denouncement of not Aaliyah, but Samuel Beckett. He gave Dr. Malvison almost carte blanche to learn all she could about Samuel Beckett's project. She in turn made it her primary goal to learn more about them, then do whatever it took to destroy the one person most indispensable to Samuel Beckett and Project Quantum Leap, namely Rear Admiral Albert Calavici.
Is there a problem with the CHD file, Tala?
No, sir. There's nothing wrong with the CHD file, Lothus. I am now, however, preparing for Dr. Malvison's current leap, sir.
You must calm yourself, Krista. There's nowhere to run out here, and your pathetic excuse for an uncle is far behind us. He will never catch up in time. Oh, I see. You've noticed that he doesn't quite look exactly like your Uncle Sam. He wasn't Sam Beckett when we kidnapped you, but he is now. Didn't your father ever tell you what he does when he goes to work? Didn't he ever tell you why Uncle Sam doesn't visit anymore? No, of course he didn't. It's top-secret government stuff. Can't take it home to the family. That's sort of a stupid thing to do, when it isn't as secret as they'd like it to be. Your dear uncle is travelling in time, little girl, and he's come to your rescue. Unfortunately for you, he's failed, and now... Now, my dear child, your father and mother will grieve for a very, very long time. Please, Krista, you really don't believe that will work, do you? You're an intelligent child. Surely you know it's impossible to escape from me now.